I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from a Cliff, August 7th, 2016. I had an amazing hike today. God's creativity just astounds me. I love Oregon. It's the best of all worlds, and it's moderate temperature year-round. And yes, it rains a lot. Even in the city, there's a plethora of well-kept walking paths. We don't have that in the desert. I think hiking the coast is my favorite. You start out in the woods, you climb hills and mountains up and down, then suddenly you're dumped out at a cliff overlooking the ocean or onto a beach. It's mind-boggling to someone from the desert. The people I went with are wonderful, and I'm so blessed to know every one of them. I overcame one of my fears today. I had a problem walking through tall grass, so I usually bolt through any area that has high grass. There were 7 of us on the hike today, and I was not in front, so that was not an option. At one point, I started to panic and wanted to shove everyone out of my way. It was a large meadow with a very small walking path, and at first it seemed to go on forever. My heart pounded in my chest. I thought for certain someone would be able to see it in my neck. When we went back through the second time, it was a little easier and didn't seem quite as long. I'm so proud of myself for facing that fear because the end result was worth it. If we let our fears take us over, we can miss out on a lot of good stuff. And I don't want to regret not having done something because of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy. We can't claim a sound mind if we're freaking out and pushing people out of our way. At that point, we're just handing ourselves over to the plan of the enemy, and I want him to fear me, Jesus in me, instead. The whole first year I was here, I spent with God, just God. While I absolutely adore hanging out with him, it's nice to have friends too. Hubby and I had hung out with his friend from work and his wife, we'll call her A few times, but not often. I hopped from church to church knowing that I had not found my church home yet. I spent all my time working out and waiting for my right hand that was damaged last September to heal. After I got back from New Mexico to witness the birth of my fabulous granddaughter, everything changed. I finally found the church I'd been hoping for and joined the hiking Bible study group. I've only gotten to go on 2 of the hikes, but each one was an experience in itself. And now I have 4 amazing new friends, including A, who was right there needing a friend too. I got a little bummed yesterday. A came to my rescue. When I found out going back to school was not an option right now, I've been working on it for the last month and a half and was so excited. It's nice to have some new girlfriends to call on if I need some emotional backup. Not that my husband isn't good backup for me, but there's just something about having girlfriends. So I'm going to praise the Lord in this and thank him for everything he does for me. He blesses me ridiculously on a daily basis. I'm just spoiled and ungrateful when I complain. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever, but you, O Lord, are on high forever. That's Psalm 92, 1 through 8. Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! I want to follow where He leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why He gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do.